After the disruptions of 2020, insurers clearly understand the importance of operational agility for remaining competitive. Yet, this agility is difficult to achieve with legacy architecture. With digital technologies more accessible than ever, and driving new customer expectations, insurers are looking to reap the benefits of modern systems and their digitized processes. However, they don't want to wait years to implement new systems. They need a simpler way to create scalable, flexible solutions fast. In this podcast, Appian and KPMG describe how to accelerate time to value for digital claims management. Okay, hello everybody, and thank you for joining us for the Accelerating Time to Value for Digital Insurance Claims podcast. With us today are Jake Sloan, Global Insurance Industry Leader at Appian, and Jonathan Wong, Advisory Services Director at KPMG US. So, Jonathan, can you start us off by answering what is driving insurers to modernize their claim systems?
Boy, that's a great question. You know, there's a number of key drivers that are really leading towards modernization. Maybe I'll just kind of kick us off here by talking about one of the main drivers, which is cost reduction, so efficiency. Many of our clients are working with systems that are sort of old mainframe systems that are date back to like the early 90s. These legacy systems, they're often difficult to work with. They're not particularly efficient, and they result in a lot of manual processing. And again, that leads to inefficiency. It leads to operational risk. So there's a desire across the insurance industry to really modernize the system and get to some new, efficient, modern systems. You know, concurrently with this, we're seeing a proliferation of sort of modern digital technologies. I'm thinking of advanced analytics, artificial intelligence, robotics, the Internet of Things, and all sorts of other cool digital tools. Insurers are looking to these new emerging technologies and trying to think about how to leverage them in their operations. And so, you know, as they think about integrating them in, you know, integrating into those old legacy systems, you know, doesn't really always end well. And so that new modern architecture really enables them to leverage these new emerging technologies.
Yeah, and Joey, hi, it's great to be here. Yeah, I think from our perspective, it's the customer expectations. You know, you think about the claims moment of truth and how that's really the most tangible aspect of insurance. You know, you go from that paper and that monthly bill to being impacted and that promise of recovery. And you know, today's customers are constantly surrounded by digital tech. It's no surprise, of course. You know, we've seen this rapid adoption with, you know, during COVID. I mean, we've seen, you know, years of what would have been, you know, investment and incremental to get to this point. We saw that made up over a course of weeks. And so as consumers, we've really become more conditioned, you know, to a proactive alert. Maybe it's a pick of a package, you know, on our front porch. You know, it's the exposure that's really changing the way that customers interact with service providers, you know, that digital first aspect. And it's really changing the expectation of those interactions from a claims perspective.
Yeah, maybe just to jump back in here to tie those two points together, you know, you're seeing, you know, two different drivers here, one being efficiency and the other customer expectations. And it used to be that insurers had to choose which of those dimensions they wanted to address. Well, you know, given the new technologies and sort of new paradigm, you know, we're really seeing a shift away from that. Companies don't have to choose between those priorities because the technologies that have emerged over the past, you know, 5 to 10 years, you know, allow for both a bespoke customer experience, but also they allow the insurer to address some of the cost issues that that have plagued sort of those legacy systems.
Great. Thank you both. So moving on here, what are some of the challenges with the industry's current approach to claims modernization? Jonathan, I'll start with you.
Yeah, it's a great question. The first one that comes to mind really is business disruption. Core system modernization is a huge undertaking. It's not uncommon for these projects to take 5 to 10 plus years. You know, during that time, the business really is in a state of flux, right? Working between legacy and modern systems. So that's really very disruptive to the business and often to its customers. It also presents challenges to innovation and continuous improvement efforts. So business culture, it can potentially be impacted and potentially even open up the business to operational risk. So, you know, that disruption really does present a challenge to modernization efforts.
Yeah, as well as obsolescence. You know, with that kind of timeline, there really is a risk of obsolescence. You know, think about the pace of technological change. You know, and if you pair that with the speed at which the business evolves, you know, if your implementation roadmap can be measured in decades, then I guess you're really at the risk of obsolescence. And of course, that's just a non-starter. And then, you know, the other aspect is automation, you know, tied to the obsolescence. Taking the best of breed tech, including automation, you know, first digital approach that's both rapid yet scales very quickly to complement that rapid pace of change that, you know, insurers are really faced with and respond to that daily, it's absolutely a game changer.
So given those challenges, is it always practical to toss out the old and roll in with the new?
I don't think it is necessarily. For some companies that are still working in legacy systems, frankly, it may be more prudent to leave some of those systems in place. And instead, what they can do is sort of wrap them around with a middleware software. And that middleware software will provide the benefits of a digital ecosystem without the need for a full system transformation. Then that also allows the company over time to decide which of its backend systems it wants to replace and sort of, again, upgrade them over time, minimizing the disruption to the business.
Yeah, and for some companies, you know, it makes more sense to keep what they have, frankly, and wrap a low-code platform like Appian around it, you know, like a freeze-and-wrap strategy. From a budgetary perspective, you know, this can be accomplished by shifting, you know, those enhance and change budgets to a low-code development strategy with, you know, a few resources to achieve that greater throughput. And you don't have to do that by completely disrupting, you know, colleagues that are supporting the day-to-day run. You know, one of the challenges is, you know, I have the staff today. What will I do with them tomorrow? This is a great way to take that existing structure, lean in, and start using it through an enhance and change process.
So you had mentioned a digital ecosystem. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, Joe. So, you know, think of a group of interconnected capabilities that are really all bound together to function as a single unit. You know, in the context of claims, if you insert the word first into digital first ecosystem, you know, you're really building a holistic and strategic approach to the entire customer journey. And it's really these transformative digital first experiences that are really far different from just digitizing your existing service model. Thus, a digital first, you know, ecosystem is a set of robust capabilities. They all come together and you have this amazing journey, whether you're in a B2B or a B2B2C broker type model. And in our experience, these are difficult for insurers to operationalize.
Yeah, to me, the digital ecosystem refers to an environment that an insurer creates that allows it to integrate the breadth of innovative digital technologies directly into workflow. You know, these capabilities can include things like advanced analytics, artificial intelligence, robotic process automation, and the list goes on. There's a breadth of digital capabilities. The digital ecosystem to me refers to an environment that really helps the insurer integrate the breadth of digital capabilities directly into its workflow. So it's this digital ecosystem that really allows them to take these things and operationalize them directly into workflow.
Great. So that's really interesting. Can you talk a little bit about how we are helping clients who are having this issue now?
Absolutely, Joe. You know, so from the Appian perspective, the Appian platform, you know, being low code is built for speed. And when you contrast, you know, core transformation, you know, initiatives, those are typically multi-year initiatives. And go back to what we said earlier. When you think about, you know, how COVID has changed the digital landscape, how it's digital first, speed is a must. That's why we saw this as a tremendous market opportunity to bring to life what we're calling connected claims. And connected claims is really at its core focused on targeting claims leakage. When you think about, you know, high spend from a claim handling perspective, automation opportunities, you know, for your listeners, just imagine the swivel chair experience. We're working to very just passionately eliminate that by connecting this end to end, just as the name connected claims implies. You can work around legacy, you know, technologies, maybe subrogation opportunities that you miss as an organization. So we saw this as a tremendous opportunity. And one of the things I like about, like the most about it is what our partners here with KPMG have done to make it even better with all of your expertise. And Jonathan, I don't know if you want to speak to that as well.
Yeah, thanks, Jake. You know, from KPMG's perspective, just a broader consulting perspective, we are helping our clients think through the strategy of what digital technologies they want to adopt, what makes sense for them, where they want to adopt them, and how they can operationalize them. What's really become very clear in working with clients is the value proposition of low-code technologies, and Appian specifically with their connected claims offering. The time to value, the speed at which you're able to operationalize all of these digital technologies, you know, using Appian as the connector, really does provide tremendous value to our client and accelerate the journey.
Great, Jonathan, Jake, I want to thank you for your time and for your knowledge. We've definitely learned a lot on today's podcast, and I'm sure our listeners agree, and looking forward to talking to both of you soon.
Thank you.